Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and we're very lucky to have the opportunity to talk to Dan Locke, who is a master copywriter. Now, Dan has produced $17.3 million worth of sales for his clients, and he's created a website called Quick Turn Marketing, which you can find at, just like it sounds, quickturnmarketing.com, and it's basically a giant swipe file for anybody who wants examples of top-notch professional copywriting. And Dan's strategies have actually helped hundreds of small businesses in 39 different industries to increase their sales as much as 417%. That's 417% increase in sales. Dan's also a publisher and co-author of, now wait for it, this is the longest title I've ever heard in a book. It's called The Million Dollar Copywriting Secrets of the World's Greatest Copywriters. And Dan's also authoring more books that are coming up in the very near future. You want to keep an eye out to see what he's coming out with. He also produces an audio series called Wizard Talk, which is basically a who's who of super savvy marketing and business personalities. And this is an absolutely fantastic product as well. So without further ado, you won't hear too much more from me. I'd like to welcome you, Dan, and thank you very much for being with us here today.
Hi, Terry. I'm excited to be with you.
Oh, me too, buddy. Me too. We have a lot to cover, Dan, so I think we'll just jump right into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can start out with your background. If you can tell us how you started out and basically where you came from, how you got into this marketing business.
Sure. I moved from Hong Kong to North America years ago with no money, no connections, and not a word of the English language on my lips. As you can tell from my thick accent, English is not my first language. Some people say I sound like William from American Idol. I don't know. I think I'm more good-looking than him. But he's a better singer than me, though. So I had to learn English from scratch. Started my first business when I was 16 years old with my friend, mowing lawns for people in my neighborhood. The business went extremely well, except we didn't have any clients. On and off, I would start a business, and it would fail very quickly. I mean, I was in the vending machine business, I was in multi-level marketing, I was in the retail business, and at one point, I was importing toys from Asia, and I was doing all kinds of stuff, and I was losing so much money in my business ventures, I had to borrow money from my friends and family just to survive. And finally, my family said to me, well, Dan, why don't you go out there and get a real job? And I did. And I got a job in a supermarket, stocking cans on the shelves. I mean, because at that time, I had no degree or formal education. And that's the only job I could get. Life was horrible. I wasn't fulfilling my dream. I was very depressed. I was very disappointed in myself and started looking into the things that most people do, you know, reading all the self-help books, listening to the tapes, going to the Rawa seminars. You know, I was what I call a success junkie. And guess what? I was still freaking broke. And in fact, I think I was even broker than before because I spent all my money on these tapes and books and all these seminars. And I mean, Terry, I mean, I got a level with you. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, you know, I could be very blunt sometimes, I'm very aggressive, and so some of the stuff I say might offend some of our listeners, I might hurt some of their feelings, I might shake them up a little, I'm just not a feely, touchy kind of a guy. But I mean, seriously, what the hell, I mean, I think that's exactly what most people need anyway, you know, someone to give them a kick in the butt, because most people, you know what, they become too lazy and too comfortable. I said this all the time, you know, my clients either love me or they hate me. You know, some of them send me gifts on holidays. Some of them call me a SOB. Because I don't pull any punches. I don't pull any punches when I talk to them. I don't sugarcoat stuff. I don't bullshit people. I tell like it is, whether that's what they want to hear it or not. So, but they still respect me and take my advice to heart. Because I help them make a lot of money. I help them sell a lot of products and services. I mean, otherwise, I mean, there's no sane reason for anyone on the planet to put up with a maniac like me. I mean, the only reason is I make them a lot of dough. Anyway, so I was starting all these companies, and they were going out of business at a rate of speed faster than I could start them. So I asked myself, why some businesses are more successful than others? What's the secret? And I look at myself, you know, I'm not stupid. I work hard, you know, I'm serious, I'm very determined, and very dedicated. What's the problem? What am I doing wrong? What's missing? And boom, one day I got it, the ultimate secret to business success. And here's my discovery. I've never seen a company in trouble from having too much revenue. Just like a person, you can never have too much money, you can never have too much revenue in a business. Because money can solve a lot of problems. When you don't have enough revenue in a business, even little problems become gigantic problems. But then you might ask me, well, then how do you generate revenue? Well, by creating and keeping a customer. By creating and keeping a customer. And how do you create and keep a customer? Through effective marketing. Through effective marketing. Now, some people may ask me, what is the purpose of marketing, Dan? What is the purpose of marketing? And here's the best I can come up with. The purpose of marketing is to sell more stuff to more people more often for more money. I'll say it again. The purpose of marketing is to sell more stuff to more people more often for more money. No marketing, no customers, no customers, no sales, no business. It's that simple. Show me a profitable company and I'll show you a good marketing company. Now once I learned that, then I determined to get good at this marketing stuff. You know, started reading all the marketing classics, you know, Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins, Tested Advertising Methods by John Cables, Ogilvy on Advertising by David Ogilvy. All the classics, I love them. Started my one-man advertising agency. Start writing ads and sales letters for small business owners, entrepreneurs. Now, at that time, because I was just a rookie and don't have any degree or diploma in marketing or the crap, didn't have any credibility. And when a prospect asked me, what kind of experience you have in marketing, and if I say, well, I've read a couple of books, now that doesn't sound too good. So what I say to them is, you know what, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, don't take my word for it. I mean, I know you cannot afford to waste your money on some unproven marketing guys. Why don't we do it this way? Let me write an ad for you. If it doesn't make you money, don't pay me a dime. Only pay me if it works for you. Fair enough? And then they say, well, all right, fair enough. And under that kind of pressure, I had to force myself to create the most effective type of advertising possible. I mean, because if my stuff doesn't work, I don't eat. So I can't mess around with theory and all that crap. It's almost like I got someone holding a gun to my head. You know, Dan, your stuff better work, or I'll pull the damn trigger. That's literally the situation. So I'm pretty sure if I put anyone in that situation, you'll learn and get smart pretty quickly. And to this date, I have sold over $20 million worth of products and services in over 39 different industries. And for the $20 million, I'm just talking about the money that my ads and sales letters that generate. I mean, because we're tracking the results. I'm not even counting the increased profits that I've helped hundreds of business owners generate through my consultation. I mean, I have no idea what the number is. Maybe 50, wow. 40, 50 million, I don't know. But anyway, so now in my spare time, I'm teaching others how to market their products and services. But I still spend a majority of my time doing what I teach in the real world, in the trenches. Just like anyone who's listening to this interview, you know, only maybe 20% of my income comes from selling, you know, books and tapes and consulting, that kind of stuff. So anyway, so Terry, that's basically my story and how I kind of stumbled into the business.
Beautiful. And how? What kind of a timeline are we looking at? From when you started with your advertising agency, telling people that you
about 7 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've created $20 million worth of revenue for your clients within 7 years.
Yeah.
That's
just through my ads and sales letters, and
beautiful.
For the increased profits through my consultation, is I don't know, it's maybe 40, 50 million, maybe more. I don't know. I didn't track that.
Wow. So what if, now as a business owner, you know, probably people who are listening to this interview and myself as well,
mm-hmm.
What's important for us to learn about copywriting? I mean, there's a lot of information out there about different aspects of the copywriting industry,
mm-hmm.
and the copywriting business, but what's really important for us to learn?
Well, first of all, I'll talk about why you should learn a little bit about copywriting as a business owner, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very simple, because when you master the art and science of copywriting, you can literally write any size paycheck you wish. I mean, you see, a sales letter is the most powerful employee you could ever hire. I mean, think about it. A sales letter will never get tired. It will always be there to serve you. It will never complain. It will never ask for a raise, overtime, or a Christmas bonus. A sales letter will deliver your sales pitch perfectly to your target market every time, every single time, and all the time. And it works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, who knows, in fact, right at this moment, while, you know, Terry, while I'm just having a blast and chatting with you, someone could be buying some of my products from my website, and the money just get deposited to my bank. I mean, I don't have to close the sale in person or one-on-one. I don't have to do any selling, per se, except writing the letter. So that allows me to duplicate myself 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times. It is one of the highest pay activities that I know of. Public speaking is another one. A lot of people say that the number one business skill is sales. I think it's true, but I might also want to add it's both selling in person and in print.
Right.
How much money you make in business is determined by how well you persuade other people, and it could be in print or in person, to give you some of their money.
Right.
I mean, You could hire a copywriter to do it for you, which in most cases I recommend. But a good copywriter and charge anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000 to $25,000 to $50,000. I mean, I charge $15,000 and up to write a sales letter.
Uh-huh.
There's no such thing as a good, cheap copywriter. You get what you pay for.
Right.
And in most cases, guys like us, I mean, we're just too busy to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have to wait for weeks, if not months. And if you hire some rookie copywriters, chances are they'll hurt your sales instead of helping you increase sales. So our listeners might be thinking, well, Dan, what if I don't have a lot of money? What should I do? Well, do it yourself. Do it yourself. Why? Because nobody knows your business more than you. Nobody knows your audience and customers better than you. No one cares your business more than you. And once you get what I call, you get good at this copywriting stuff, you don't have to pay the big bucks. You don't have to wait for months. You can just crank out a sales letter anytime you want, as often as you want. Now, Terry, I'm not telling our listeners to become a professional copywriter and become as good as I am. You know, because some of them might have this thing in mind. Oh, I'll never be as good as Dan. You don't have to be as good as me. Don't even think of using that as an excuse.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be one-tenth as good. I mean, it takes too long to be a pro, and you have to go through too much pain to be able to get this good. I mean, I always tell people, unless you're planning to become a professional copywriter and do this as a business, you don't have to be that good. I'll tell you who you have to be. You just have to be the best copywriter for your own business, for your own business. Unless you're writing for some big mail order company who are mailing, you know, millions of marketing pieces every year, you just need to be average. You know, just need to be just a little bit better, a little bit better, and you crush your competition. But, you know, most business owners, they don't even understand the word copywriting. So that's why it's so important as a business owner to learn copywriting. You don't have to master copywriting, but it's nice to know a little bit about it.
So the most important aspect of copywriting, though, that I should really focus on is how to write a sales letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one part of it.
It's not just write a sales letter. It's how to sell. There's a difference. Because copywriting is nothing more than salesmanship in print.
Right.
So it's just selling. So if you can sell one-on-one, and if you can see how you can transfer that skill in print, that's all you need to do.
So if I'm out there selling, I kind of have a presentation that I would be using on a daily basis, in
mm-hmm.
a face-to-face presentation. Could I take that presentation and rework it into my sales letter? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when I go to do that then, would I use kind of my same headlines and my bullet points and that type of thing, or
yeah, Because if you're selling to the same audience, a pitch that work well one-on-one, it will probably work in print.
Okay. Can you actually, I mean, you do this every day, is writing sales letters. Can you take me through the process that you use right from your headline to your bullet points to, you know, what you decide is important and how you say it, how you actually formulate your sales letter? Do you have a formula for that?
Yes, I do. But before I do that, okay, Terry, before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about, because since we're talking a little bit about copywriting and why it's important to learn about copywriting stuff, I want to share some like I said, this thought in how to become a copywriter. What is the fastest way to learn how to become a copywriter?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. First of all, like I just said, you don't have to be a world-class copywriter in order to make a lot of money in your business. Terry, let me ask you, what is the best way to become a marathon runner?
I would have to say you'd have to practice like crazy.
Yeah, by running.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what is the best way to become a world-class writer? By writing.
Yep, there you go.
I mean, you'll be a better writer after writing 10,000 words than you were at 1,000 words. And you'll be a better writer after writing 100,000 words than you were at 10,000 words.
Okay.
So, I mean, the best way to become good at this stuff is by writing. But there is a shortcut. There is something you can do to cheat your way to becoming a better copywriter. And that is, here's the secret. Copy out killer sales letters and ads in your own handwriting. Copy out killer sales letters and ads in your own handwriting. And I don't mean to retype it on your computer or on a tape writer, okay? I mean literally grabbing a pen or pencil and a sheet of paper and write that sucker out by hand. Why? Because when you copy out the sales letters in your own handwriting, you actually tap into the thinking process of a master copywriter, and you actually get inside their head. It's an amazing experience. It's almost impossible to describe the feelings. You have to try it and to experience it yourself. I mean, if I have to choose one thing that had the most impact on my copywriting career, this secret is it. This is how I get good. Copy out killer sales letters and ask in your own handwriting. The next question you might ask is, well, Dan, how do you find all these sales letters?
Yeah.
What you want to do is to build your own sweat file. Buy some stuff from the mail, get on all the mail order companies' mailing lists. I mean, you'll get a ton of junk mail sent to you that way. If they keep mailing the same marketing piece to you again and again, then you know it's a winner. But, I mean, because these guys, these companies, they're smart as hell. I mean, they know their numbers extremely well. So if it's not a winner, if it's not working, they wouldn't keep mailing it to you. That's what you can do, building your own sweat file. If you want an instant sweat file, I highly recommend you to check out www.undergroundsalesletters.com. That's UNDERGROUNDSALESLETTERS, undergroundsalesletters.com. It's one of my new products. It's one hell of a sweat file, I've got to tell you. That son of a gun is over 450 pages. 450 pages.
And are these sales letters that you've collected from everywhere?
You get 49 sales letters that's proven to generate millions of dollars written by some of the best in the business. It's a tool I wish I had in the beginning of my career. I think you got a copy of it as well, Terry.
I do.
Yeah.
So I could just, basically what you're saying is take this underground sales letters, pick out a letter or two letters, whatever, and sit down with that and physically copy that thing word for word with my pen and paper. Just read it right in front of, there's the headline. I copy that headline down and write it down.
You got it.
I copy it word for word, and that's
going to
give me kind of an insight or a feeling of what was that writer feeling at the time.
In the beginning, when you do it, you won't feel nothing. Okay? You won't feel anything. But when you say you find a good one you really like, I recommend you copy it 3-4 times. Same letter.
Okay.
3-4 times. And what happened is, after you've done this for a while, when next time you sit down and try to crank out a copy, suddenly all these phrases will just pop up in your mind.
Okay, so it's almost an imprinting process.
Absolutely. And you get a rhythm. You get a rhythm. Like I said, it's tough to describe the experience. You just have to try it. It's like you say, it's like an aha moment. It's incredible, really incredible.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, and so Terry, you were talking about, you know, a pitch that would work in person. How do you translate and transfer in print?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell you, sometimes when a client hires me to write a sales letter, if they say they currently have a sales force selling their product, just like what Joy just talked about, what I'll do is I'll ask to talk to the top three salespeople and have them pitch me on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll record the sales pitch, and I'll just transcribe it.
Okay.
And boom, I got my rough draft. It's like it's kind of like a lazy man's way to crank out a killer copy.
Okay.
You know? Or you can say lazy Dan's way. Because like I said, right, copywriting is nothing more than salesmanship in print.
Yeah.
Then what I'll do, I just polish up a little. Maybe I'll add a headline, throw in some, you know, bullet points, highlight the guarantee, throw in some testimonials, slap an order form. Boom, I'm done. I'm done. That's it. But don't tell my clients about this secret, though, because they pay me a lot of money to write a letter.
So basically what you do is take the information that's already available, polish
yeah.
it, and
mm-hmm.
it's and there it is. There's the product. There's the sales
yeah.
letter.
And they should, and my clients, seriously, if I know the pitch, the sales pitch is proven,
uh-huh.
who cares if I, you only take me three, four days to put it together,
uh-huh.
as long as it makes money for them.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just take what is working and just put it in print and just polish up a little. They're paying me for the revenue, the results I can generate, not for my time.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take me. I'm dying to ask you, Dan. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in or a fly on your shoulder, I guess I should say, when you go out. When you go through... you know, the whole process, you go out to visit a client, or actually the client calls you, or you go out to visit them, whatever.
Yeah.
Can you take me through the whole process, how it starts right from the beginning, right down to the final, you've done the sales letter?
Okay, sure. First of all, Terry, I got to say to my listeners, currently I'm not accepting any new copywriting clients anymore. I mean, even though you would like to give me $15,000, and as much as I would love to take it,
yep.
I can't accept you as a new client. Now, get this. This is not because I'm some big shot and all that crap, no. It is because I'm too busy handling my existing client base, and I'm too busy writing for myself and for the company I have equity in at the moment. Huh. And plus, you know, I have many of my own projects on the go. And on top of that, you know, I'm still doing joint ventures with some of the other big boys and doing some consultations. I want to do it, I just don't have the time. You know, and my girlfriend, Tiffany, is complaining I don't spend enough time with her. I mean, she is the boss. I just work here. I mean, I make the money, she spends it.
That's a good relationship.
Yeah. I mean, she has a black belt shopping, I tell you that.
Everybody has to specialize in something.
Yeah.
That's good.
And besides, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I make more money writing for myself than someone else. I mean, one time, a really, really well-known real estate guru, I won't name any name here, but really, really well-known real estate guru, paid me $10,000 to write a letter to promote his 3-day seminars.
Uh-huh.
And my letter made him about $250,000 in 20 days. And all I got was the $10,000. I mean, I thought to myself, well, what if I get a piece of that $250,000?
Yeah.
But, you know, see, when I write for myself, it's like I create a product and write a sales letter one time, and it can generate income for me for years to come. Instead of just writing one and I have to do it again and again and again. You know, I always tell people, I'm an entrepreneur first, a marketer second, and a copywriter third.
Right.
I mean, I never just look at myself as a professional copywriter. You know, I'm a professional businessman. That's what I am.
Uh-huh.
Copywriting is the skill I have. Marketing is the skill I have. public speaking is the skill I have. The question I ask myself is, how can I leverage off my skill set to make more money faster and easier? And that's the question you should ask yourself as well. You know, how can you leverage off your skill set to make more money faster and easier? You know, anyway, so what
so the average, just that's a good point, though. The average person, how would they go about leveraging themselves? I mean, most people right now, they're in a 9-to-5 job. You know, so you've got a little bit of time maybe before you go to work in the morning, some time in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
How is that person going to leverage themselves? Is it the best thing for them? Should they look at, you know, creating a product and getting a little bit of copywriting experience, or what should they do?
Like I talked about, I've never seen a company in trouble from having too much revenue. As an entrepreneur, your job is to bring in the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's funny how it works. An entrepreneur, when we first started the business, okay, we were passionate, we worked hours and hours, and we are growing the business. The business is growing, it's doing well, but suddenly, because it's doing well, we occupied by all kinds of crap. You have to look over your management, your accounting, your legal, your all that stuff, and you spend less time in marketing, which is what brings in the revenue. As an entrepreneur, your job is to bring in the revenue. Not to clean up your, not to, you know, stop the cans, not to do the accounting stuff, delegate all that stuff. Because they don't make you money. When you, if your job, if you only focus on bringing in the revenue, you can have the money to hire someone else to do that stuff for you.
Okay, so the best way to leverage my time would possibly be...
Ask yourself, what have you done today to bring in revenue?
Yep.
Right? Oh, I keep my books. Keep your books, right? What have you done to bring in more clients and customers? Nothing. Most people would say nothing. They spend their time putting out fire instead of generating revenue.
So the biggest thing you can do to leverage your time is basically just focus on getting customers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So let's get back to the process then.
Yeah. So how do I work with the client? How do I work with a client?
Hypothetically,
right?
If you were able to take on a new client. how does the process go? I call you up and say, Dan, look, my God, I've got this product
okay.
I think is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
You've got to write me some copy.
Okay.
How do you
okay.
start there?
First of all, I want a huge box arrive at my door with a big fat check. I usually ask for a 50% deposit. That's about, you know, 7-8 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why. You know, it's not like, oh, Dan only cares about money. No, it's not that. Yes, I do care about money. Don't get me wrong. But the main reason is that I want my clients to hurt a little bit,
mm-hmm.
just to hurt a little bit. It tells them I'm serious, and it gets them committed. That's the truth. And with a huge box, I usually ask my clients to send me all the marketing pieces they've used, any ads, sales letters, direct mail pieces, websites, everything they've used. And also I want to know the numbers, how much sales it generate, response rate, cost per sale, cost per lead. I want to know all the numbers. Then I will send them a 20-step questionnaire that I create so that I can get to know more about their business, the products and services and background, all that stuff.
Okay. That sounds like a good deal there, that questionnaire.
Yeah.
What questions do you ask? Because I think that would be very helpful for anybody in business right now to say, okay,
I have that in my computer. I don't have it in my mind. But basically, I talk about, you know, what are the benefits of the product? What are the features? What are the some of the so sometimes because I what I do when I look through the piles of stuff, I want to find a hook. Okay, I want to find something unusual about the business so that I can come up with some sort of unique selling proposition, okay, to sell the products and services.
Yeah.
But basically, just it's like a survey. I get to know them. I get to know the people in the company, what kind of service they provide, what kind of benefits they provide, what kind of features they have, how long they've been in business, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Then I'll go through the pile of stuff. It might take me 2 or 3 days. Then I'll just ponder. I'll just think about it. Go through the stuff, looking for an angle, a hook, a story. Then I'll create the offer. How can I package this thing? How can I make an offer so attractive that only a moron could refuse?
Uh-huh.
Once I came up with that, then I'll work on the headlines.